Hello everyone, and welcome to the Sunset Mooniest podcast in the world. We are currently experiencing some rather difficulties recording together, Oda and I. I am packing up my house here in Japan, ready to move back to Sweden, while he is he's just being fucking lazy. No, I'm just kidding. He is also very busy with work, etc., etc. So we said until May it's going to be a little bit like this, because we will need to we will have to find like a new time slot to record, and that's going to be easier once we are in the right in the same time zone. Anyway, today, since I am going to record myself and I have to talk to myself for 1 hour, I thought I'm going to show off Sunset Moon, and because this is also an audio podcast, I'm going to talk while I'm doing it, so this will be damn interesting, because I'm a fucking man, and I can't do two things at the same time, so this will be tricky. We'll see how it goes. I am currently in the start menu, and what I was thinking, Sunset Moon have reached a point where I am, I think I said this probably a million times for the past 2 months, but I'm tying the whole thing together to make it, everything work in harmony with each other, with you, together. And this is, coincidentally, I think in the in case of Sunset Moon, I've been developing the game for just as long as I've been tying this thing together, because I thought this demo would be ready before Christmas. It's still not out, and that's basically because I'm realizing that I am finishing the whole game, except that it's only in a one part of the game, and you can only play the springtime. So that's that. Let's go in here and see the new start menu. We can. I think I will have to use my keyboards because it doesn't really. And here's one of those things. Like if I press here, is it gonna actually think I'm pressing here because that's highlighted, or is it gonna press on this one? That's one of those things that I have to fix. So let's not use the mouse. Let's say my name is Odo. So we name my character. I'm gonna name him Odo. And I'm a mister. And later on I will add the female version. And the idea is to make like a NA version as well. I'm not sure, or I don't even know what it's called when you're not a man or a woman, but that's the idea later on, but I am struggling to make that work. Anyway, I have some female and male stuff in the game so far, but for the demo, maybe I think I can push further into the female stuff so you can be a woman, but we will see. Here, so as you can see, this is a ticket to Sunset Moon. So here you can say, why are you coming to Sunset Moon? Are you coming to visit relatives, to work, for pleasure, solve mysteries, or make some fast cash, you know, join the chant and become a bad person? So I'm going to say I'm here for relatives, and we're going to skip the start. I think the start is very nice, but I don't want to spoil that. You have to see yourself. So we go to checkout, and here we have the save system. You have three save slots in the game. They're all occupied at the for the time being, because I've been testing if, you know, you play on one save file and then you turn off and start on another one. This is one of those things I talk a lot about on the podcast. The game testing aspects of games, it's just this boring ass stuff, but you have to do it. So here we have something called BCC. It's probably just made up a bullshit name. So we take that one, and here it should actually say, are you sure you want to replace this one? And we say yes. So here we go. We just off the boat. And there's also some music. This music is just free stuff I'm using for placeholders while the real music for the game is being made. So, and here's also setting the tone a little bit to how the dialogue in the game. I mentioned it on the podcast that it's not, I mean, it's like Animal Crossing, Morrowind, Persona-ish. And it's a little bit more towards adults. Here's a little woman. She says, so now it's for you audio listeners. She says, well, hey, look who finally turned up. You missed your welcome party, Otto. What a damn shame. And remember when I skipped the start in the beginning? You're actually coming in on this boat that is arriving now. In a perfect world, you should actually be standing here. That's one of those things I have to fix. And the boat will show you a little bit more of the sunset moon, which is very nice. And I put down some extra effort over there. I realized that time is not stopping while I'm talking in the game, that is. So I better hurry up. The boat was delayed, you don't say. So now she will actually go through all the things you put in the ticket when you started the game. And I realized that's just like it is the same way in Morrowind when you fill out some stuff and he goes, oh, you're a blah blah blah. So she's actually going through that stuff and she's very flirty to set the tone. I'm here to visit relatives. Typically I would have to give you a guided tour for the entire island, but since you were so damn late and I'm already off the wagon, we will have to postpone that date, okay? Date? Sure, why not? I'm game. Look at you, Otto. Fresh out of the boat, already score a date with a mayor. You lucky little mainland kid. I mean, man. You're a man, right? Lucky me. Have you ever jumped in bed with a cougar? And now she's really getting off the wagon, and her assistant, Big Ben, is interrupting. Ma'am, may I suggest we return home? Oh, fucking party pooper, she says. Before I forget, here's a key to Frank's house. That old fart is probably asleep. Thanks. Where does he live? On top of the Love Hotel. Red small house. Now if you excuse me. Big Ben, escort me home. And she pass out. And this is a nice thing I have in the game. Big Ben, he will pick up people who pass out. Either if they're drunk or if you beat them up. Etc, etc. Now sadly, some of the people that we were supposed to talk to have already returned home, but I realized we can do this debug thing when we turn off the spots. And stand still should be... Okay, then, yeah. Here's a guy glitched into those things. I recently added a lot of the design for the game. Made it more straight lines because I realized that using box colliders when you make this world, it makes it not as CPU friendly as if you use the tiles. So anyway, we can go into, let's see if we, these are some cool things, these containers and stuff like that you find all over the world. They have a very nice script, so if we pick stuff up to our inventory and we come back 3 days later, it will have new things in it. And there's like kind of random what is showing up inside these containers. But also based on where the container is standing and like in whose house you're in and so on, the items you get are different. So this is basically so if you play the game as a shanty person and you don't run a farm and all that stuff, you can break into people's homes and gather resources that way instead of having a farm. Here's a care pack machine. I've showed that in some previous, in some earlier vlog for the game. Here's just updated stuff, better UI pictures, and so on. You can see here, I also updated all the UI images for, like, well, everything. The rope and the trash and so on. And this script here is quite complicated. It's quite complex. So I can, for example, place that one there, and then I can see there that it's in there. Who was that? I forgot. Who did we just look at? I realized that his name was wrong, I think. Ah, there we go. The name is wrong here, but anyway. So the game will remember these things. So you can sort of go to this machine and place things in it when you want, and also free up some of your inventory stuff if that's the case. And when you have all the items, you can wrap it up and it comes out a care package. And that's a thing you have to give to NPCs in order to sort of proceed past 80% of loveness with them. Let's see if we can see that in this one. So if we do here, yeah, there you see the bar in the bottom of the screen. Let's see. For audio listeners, this is so shit. I'm so sorry. But anyway, down here, in order to get like 100%, so in which in some cases means you can marry them. In order to get all of that, you need to have a give them a care package around here. I will add a little symbol here that will represent that. So you can make it up to 80%, and then you need to make the care package, and then it will continue up. And in some cases, that might be necessary to start the NPC's side quest story and so on. So that's very nice, and it's like a, you know, one of those fun things to do in these games when you have always have something to strive for and look for. Now we're gonna go home because it's really late. It's 4 a.m. in the game, that is. And we missed all the people at the party because I kept talking. But basically, there will be a bunch of people at the party. Your welcome party. And let's... yeah, we see Frank here. He is sleeping. And this is another cool thing about the dialogue tree. It's just a ZZZZZ farting. It's just to check that it's working. But what I can do, and let's jump into that. In the dialogue tree, we have the sleeping branch. Let's go here. So it has a bunch of different things that can happen. And it's if you're hooking up with someone, it will trigger this one. So basically, the script is looking if the NPC is in bed, and if the NPC is in bed, and you have given the NPC a certain item that you need to give them in order to hook up, then it will trigger this branch. And cheating branch and the dating branch. So if you go on a date and go to the love hotel, it will go to this part here. And here's a confrontation branch, and that is if you are cheating on your wife. That's pretty cool. So they will sort of, your wife, if she finds out, she will lie in bed, wait for you until you get home, and then if you talk to her, it will trigger this branch. Here is what we saw Frank say, farting. So, and I can actually do something like this if I want to, which is very nice. So let's say I have a plan for one of the NPCs, for example, it will tell you secrets while he's sleeping. So imagine that these three alternatives here will have a so-called, let's see, so to audio listeners, I am showing a node tree, and then we are looking at the sleeping branch. Where did it go? There. So if I do like this, and I forgot already what I was doing. I'm told you I can't do two things at the same time. Randomized next entry. Sleep branch. So that should be here, and it should be in sequence. Randomized next entry. So it can be, for example, now we are in Ziddy's dialogue tree. But let's say if you talk to him while he's sleeping, he will just say Z, 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 and then the next entry he will say, and then he might say that, let's say, you can do for example like this, we do, he say, so it's a 30% chance that he will say, don't open my locker, my code. And then we can do something like this, where he will say, my code, it's 4694479. And that's how you figure out the code for his locker. And if you, yeah, if you do that, you can unlock his locker and get his stuff. So we leave it like that. Yeah, you can't talk to him in the demo anyway, so I have to come back and look into this later on. But this is a reminder for myself too, to keep this in there. And these are the cool things with these dialogues, that it can trigger sort of secrets. And different dialogues every time you talk to people, so it's gonna feel like every time you talk to them they have something new to say. So I want to show you the Luna. I worked a little bit on her sort of normal conversation tree. So what you have here is the season. She say different things based on what class you are, and she will say different things based on what season it is. So in the demo, this is one of the conversations she might say, and we will look into that later on. But first of all, the way the conversation splits up is that if it's in the beginning of the spring, in the middle of the spring, or the late spring, and if it's none of those, it will go to this other conversation here, which she will just say, good day, good day. And then it will branch off to three random things. I can add as many as I want, and it will change based on how the NPCs develop over time. Because I'm still working on the game, so these dialogues will keep growing as I make the game. But in the demo, every character will have something like this for the spring conversations. And this is the nice thing about this. And also, of course, if the NPC's personality isn't like a very talkative guy, he might not say anything, just hi. But this Luna is one of the girls you can sort of date and so on, so I want to give her more personality. She's a very sort of angry, sassy, but anyway, this is how those can start. And here's another cool thing we can, when you talk to her, see if I have an example here. No, there was no here we go. So let's say this one is being triggered. She will say, do you have sakura trees back on mainland, cherry blossom trees? And then you can say, yes, of course, or no, there are no sakura trees where I'm from. And what I'm basically asking here is you, person playing, if you have sakura trees in your hometown, because you are being the player. And then she said, really? That's nice, I guess. And then you say, well, then the conversation ends here. But if it's lunchtime, it will continue. So these things are even cooler. So based on what time of the day you talk to them, they might say something different. Now, these conversations are not necessarily like... it's only to add character to the NPCs and to make you, the player, feel like every time I'm talking to these people, they are saying something different. Or, you know, if I do this right, it will feel like that. But of course, if you, the player, keep doing the same routine every day of the game, you might not notice that they actually say different things. But these are nice details that I think will add a lot of depth to the game. So now that we have looked at the conversation tree, we know why he is saying farting, and he could actually keep talking if he's one of the people who talk while he's sleeping. Now we're gonna go to bed. We're sleeping, we wake up the next day, and Grandpa is still sleeping. Let's see, we fast forward time. Oh, there we go. Now he's awake. And every character also have a first conversation. I wonder if he has one, if I made it yet. Because it would be odd if he didn't have, or, you know, you're coming to the island and he should say something interesting. But that's also cool that every time when you talk to the people for the first time, that it's a special conversation just for that. And yeah, he has one. So he should say, oh, my dearest grandchild have finally arrived. That's great. And now I did that. It's ticking a boolean in his sort of character data folder, and he should say something else now. Spring is amazing. I love it. Okay. Well, you know, these conversations would be better later on, but that's it. That's what he's saying there. And now we go outside. Let's see if we have nothing here. Let's see other things we have fixed up since I did one of these vlogs before. Maybe I want to take some more stuff. Let's run around a little bit. Let's see. I'm gonna finish the quest system, so we can look into that really quick. And a lot of these NPCs are not where they're supposed to be. They are. I had to change the whole island's location, so their spots where they're standing is not updated. Here's another cool thing. So every house you go to, it has like an open time and a closing time. I don't know what time this one opens, and we have to maybe fast forward a little bit. I guess they open 2 o'clock. So this is the detective, and here's another cool thing. So here he's saying, the first conversation is, "You're Odo, correct? I need to talk to you about Frank. If you want to discuss this, press select when you're near me." When you're ready. That was horrible English, but it's just to tell the player that if you want to do quests, you press the select button. And there will also be a symbol hovering above people who have quests for you. So when you're near them, you press the select button. And the reason why I'm doing that is because you might not want to do a quest. Let's say it's a festival or something like that, and you want to talk to someone. It would be quite annoying if it would trigger a quest instead of just talking to them. So this is the best solution I have for that right now. I sort of like it because it allows you to use to talk to people. Or if I want to do the quest, we press the select and then thanks for reaching out. My name is Snoopy McLean, the finest detective Sunset Moon has to offer. Heard of me? And I can choose, nope, care to explain. You're the one investigating my grandfather, correct? My reputation has reached mainland, has it? I'm not surprised. Okay. Hey Odo, before we get off the wrong foot, I'm not your enemy, nor do I want to investigate Frank, of all people, okay? Drop the investigation then, I understand. What should I pick? Well, drop the investigation, no can do. So sometimes these options you have in the dialogues will have like, it will sort of change the way the conversation is going, and sometimes they won't. I'm just gonna cut to the case. The mayor has tasked me to solve this mystery. Time is in the essence. Please have it in your heart to help me out if you can. You want me to help you arrest my own grandfather? He's innocent until proven guilty. However, you're looking at this with the wrong pair of eyes. Wrong pair of eyes? What? Surely you want to know what happened to your grandmother. If Frank has eliminated her, you know, killed her, chopped her up in tiny little pieces, fed her to the sharks, and I get it. Come on, man. Well, surely you will want justice. Your fish food grandmother is the real victim here, not Frank. I'm listening. Fantastic! I had hoped you would help me out. Well, I do want to find out what happened to Grandma. I understand. Now, since you ain't no old detective dog like myself, I would simply ask you to keep an extra eye out for any suspicious behavior. Like what? Well, where does he go? What does he do? Any fingernails in the soup he serves you at night? Oh, come on, man. Please stop painting those grotesque images in my head. I can't help it. Anyway, once your grandfather shows his dark side, update your journal. And then I can choose here. Your mission is too vague. What exactly am I looking for? Okay, I got it. So if you don't quite get it, like, well, let's say, go with that. Let's see what he says. You will see it when you see it. Something tells me it ain't gonna be that simple. Being a detective is everything but simple. Listen, if you need extra help, get yourself a beeper and I can give you hints remotely. Okay. Hey, listen, I get it. It's weird to help me investigate your grandfather, but please, just keep an extra eye on your old man, okay? If you see or hear anything, let me know. Sure. Good luck, Oda. I believe in you. I'm on it. Sort of dragging on a little bit there and then in that particular conversation, but I think that was because I just wanted to have that extra bit there if you don't get it. But here's the thing in the quest system in Sunset Moon is that there will be no clear sort of indications of where to go and what to do for a couple of reasons. I don't want it to be a tick box type of game in terms of the quests, and also if there are things like that that tells you exactly what to do and so on, I'm not a big fan of that. But like he said, you can buy a beeper, Let's see if that's the beeper in there. I think this is a beeper. So that's a key item. Thus, it was not added to the inventory. So here's a key item inventory menu here. You can't really do anything there. But that means we can... Here's the quest menu. So in the demo, we want to have Snoopy's quest line, Sakura-chan, Luna and Janitor and Catty. Maybe I start with two quest lines because it's a lot of work making them. And I really want to finish the demo soon. So, point is that I should be able to press on Snoopy here, bam, and then it should be a little bit of information on what, like, it won't tell you what to do exactly, because I want that you to figure that out yourself, and it won't tell you where to go. But like you said, if you buy a beeper, which you should be able to press on this one, and then there will come up a dialogue saying something. He will give sort of vague hints, so you help you a little bit. Here are just debug menus. Let's see. So, anyway, the quest started, and he said, "Look out for weird things." And where is Frank, I wonder? Now, there was a note on the table. "My dear Stabber, I'm glad you're back. I'm feeling foggy in my head and very tired. Please turn off the TV if I fall asleep in front of it. If I fall asleep in front of it. Huh? Talk tomorrow. Good night." By the way, all the dialogue you're seeing in this playthrough is... it goes to a document, and then that goes up to Google Cloud, and I will be able to edit it from there. I have been so half-assing it in terms of spellings and grammar and so on. I need AI to help me with that to make it proper, you know, better. But anyway, here we go. That's a bit odd. He thinks my name is Stabber. Why does he think that? And then you can walk here. What's going on here? And we can see there is something behind the bookshelf. It seems like it's a door, and we should press on that one. Later on, I'm thinking, like this will be way later on, that you should be able to move a cursor over these examine thingies and press XXXXXX, and based on where you press, it might say something like, "No, nothing of interest here." Kind of like a point-and-click adventure. Nothing of interest in here, and you click here on the door, and then it will actually detect it and say, "Well, wow, this seems to be a door behind the bookshelf." But either way, it should say that here too. I can see a door behind the bookshelf. So now we know that there's some weird shit going on here. We can also... Here's another cool... we'll do that later. Let's just wait for Frank. So you see he's hiding behind that bookshelf. And then we talk to him. Spring is amazing, I love it. And now it will also be a symbol above his head saying that you have a quest-related conversation with him. So we press the quest button. And then it will... "Oh, Odo, how are you this fine evening?" "All good, Grandpa. What are you doing?" "Oh, none of your concern. I'm working on a rather amazing theory." "Theory? Like string theory?" "Yes, very much. I never thought about it like that." "Oh, well, last time I checked, you were a farmer, not a scientist. So what's going on?" "Farmer, scientist, police officer. We're all the same in day. We're all the same when you break us down to ones and zeros." "Okay. Hey, Grandpa, do you know what the detective is investigating? Do you know that the detective is investigating you, right?" "Yes, of course I do. He thinks I'm onto something regarding my theory." "Oh, that sneaky Snoopy McLean won't have it, won't he? I bet the Bloody Mayor have sent him, hasn't she?" "No, he's investigating... No, he is not investigating whatever theory you're working on. He's investigating you because of Grandma." "Oh, dear Grandma. How I miss her." "Grandpa..." And then you can choose, sort of like, be quite frank with him. "Grandpa, did you kill her? Grandpa, do you have anything to do with her disappearance?" So, I will ask, "Did you kill her?" "Did I kill Grandma? Oh, no, no, no. This one, too. I need to get back to work." "Hold on, Grandpa. Why is there a steel door in your house? What's behind it?" "I don't want you to snoop around my house too much, grandchild. Stay away from that door." Now, there will be a script here, because this happens quite often in the game, so I'm going to do that to an official function where you, you know, walk home. Like he said, I'm going home. So, that's going to be a thing. So now we have a couple of details about Grandpa, and in a perfect world, when the quest system is done, you should be able to have report back to Snoopy, or you call him and he will say, come back and let's talk about this. Like I said, I don't want it to be feel like too tick boxy, but there might not be any other way than that. So well, that's great, it's closed, we have to come back tomorrow. And also a lot, some of the quests are sort of spread out over time, so there's nothing to do for a couple of days, and then you can work on your farm and do other things. So in a perfect world, there would be a great balance between doing quests and looking after your farm. So now we go to bed, and let's go to Snoopy today and see what he is up to. Here we go. We have to fast forward until I believe it was 2 o'clock. He opened 2 o'clock, and now he's standing here, sitting in the air for some reason. Good day, he says. A random conversation. So remember, there will be a symbol above his head, and I see his neighbor just glitching through a house, and that's because there are no tiles over there. That tells her that you can't walk through the house like that. Anyway, let's talk about the quest. How is it going? I got everything under control. I don't know what I'm looking for. Get a beeper and I can communicate with you. Sure. Well, here's the thing, right? He's supposed to talk about the quest now, because I believe I've done everything that we need to do for the quest to trigger. But he's not. Anyway, that would be, if he were, he will talk about what I did, and that storyline would continue. But it didn't, because we are playing a very buggy version, and that's just the way it's gonna be for the time being. Here we go. Here's a cool new thing about the shops. We can... Asuka, that's... Sorry. He's not home now. So here's one cool thing is that when the owner is not in his shop, they will leave a note saying something like, I'm not here. This shop here says, not here, probably down in a cold somewhere. And then when you buy stuff while they're not home, you will get discount. That function is not necessarily in right now. But and we'll see if I do it that way. I want this feeling of countryside, and that's how it was where I grew up, when I've been to some places where they will just say, take 10% off from your purchase because I'm not here. That sort of naive, beautiful countryside thingy. Anyway, here we can buy some stuff, and let's see if that works. I buy that one. Yep, my money is disappearing as I buy these things. It costs 35 crowns. So that's cool. That works as it should. We keep going. Let's see if we can do something else. The party that was here when I arrived is gone. They cleaned it up. There will be more events. He's supposed to stand over at the trash can. I'm looking at a homeless man looking for trash. Let's talk to him and see what he says. Oi, have you settled in yet in Sunset Moon? Not really. Oi, did anyone tell you about the importance of paying rent on time? Not really, care to explain? If you don't pay rent on time, you will be thrown out on the streets. No questions asked. So even if I have the money, I'm shit out of luck. Sounds a bit harsh. Yep. I screwed up once and here I am. Hold on, surely you can pay rent the next day or something. Yeah, if you have the money, you can pay your rent and a penalty fee. So why didn't you? I had no money, so what am I supposed to do? You made it sound like you had the money, but didn't pay it on time, though. Nope, I didn't have the money, and I didn't pay on time. Well, sounds like the screw up part of your story is your own fault, don't you think? Or I can say, I see, I wish you the best, or I see, well, I wish you all the best. Ah, well, two the same. So anyway, these sort of first conversations with the NPCs are also in some cases like this meant to teach you the rules of the game. So now we know that we have to pay the rent on time, otherwise we get thrown out on the street. And even if we have the money, you get thrown out on the street, but you can pay it the next day with a penalty fee and you get to move back home again. That's what we are supposed to learn from this conversation. Again, if it's not clear, this conversation will change later on before the demo is launched, when I have them all in one sort of neat Google document and I can sort of correct them and so on. I'm not sure if I said it, but the music is placeholders for now, as Johannes, my friend, is making the music. Here we go. We're gonna look into this. Oh, so cool. There is nothing here. So there are. This is a build shop. Let's show off that thing straight away. We can do. Add these to my inventory. So these are blueprints, and we can do like this. And when you go to the building shop, it will tell you the items you need, and it will also be a picture of the things you can build. So greenhouse, there will be more later on, but these some of these will be available in the demo. The pet shop will be added later on, because the whole pet function is not done yet, but it will work like the humans, so I know it's not going to be that difficult to make. It's just going to take time. And when that's the case, I'm going to allow the player to be able to basically build the pet shop in order to start having animals. As you can see, all the prices are exactly the same, and that's probably because I'm still testing this thing out. Let's go for bridge behind a garage. I'm thinking to add like a little picture of where the improvement will take place, but let's go with this one. Let's see if we can do it. We need silver nails, bolts, planks, and steel. So let's go to the. So these are resources you find through, you know, looking through trash or going to the mines and collect ores and so on. But now I'm just going to go to the debug menu and add them. I can't remember how many it was, but I think it was something like 10 of those, 20 of those. What else was it? I mean, this goldfish memory. Bolts and nails. Bolts and nails. And silver nails. So now we are adding these things to the inventory. And we go back to the shop. 20 bolts. So once you have all the things you need to build these things, you can go to the shop. And it's again one of those nice things about these games where you sort of you know, let's say you have half of these things and there's something to look forward to. What is going to happen once I get this bridge? And then you add them, and once they're all added, you sign and build. Bam! And it should start the next day if we're lucky, so it's actually here. Also been working on this music script where we can hear the environment as well. So we hear a little waterfall here. It's quite low volume on that one. Also worked on this setting so we can change the music and the sound effects. But anyway, let's see if this is gonna work or not. We fast forward one day. Ah, here we go. You see the bridge someone has started building it. It's gonna be that guy standing over there to the right side, the janitor of the town. And then the next day it will be like this. And the next day it will look like this. And the fourth day it will be done. And now we should be able to. Oh, we can't. God damn it. Well, there's a boss collider making it impossible to cross the bridge. But if it wasn't there, we could cross the bridge and into that tower over there, which will have some cool stuff, maybe. We see some leaves in the air. Very nice, some spring feelings. See, here's the homeless guy's home. He lives here. he's kind of sort of standing in the bed while walking. Let's see, I think this is still working, so we can add a silver coin. Is that a silver coin? Ah, it didn't work. Here we have another cool thing. We have these temples around the around town, and if you give these things to this temple god or whatever, you can open this little box and get some rare items. So that's like yet again one of those things that you could work on slowly as you look after your farm. Anytime you have potatoes, you come here and give it to this little god here, and then eventually you will get stuff. This one, and by the way, this is how it looks like when you are breaking into people's homes, but you need lockpicks to break into someone's home. So let's see if that works. There we go. I don't remember what button I have to press in this. Ah. Anyway, you can break into people's homes. Let's see if the donut bag is home. No, it's locked. The hospital has some cool functions as well. Here's another cool thing. We are in a hospital now, and it has a cash register thingy. And if you have that key we see on the screen, you can basically open it and steal whatever is inside it. Those will also maybe be some rare items. And another cool thing about this when you play as a shanty person is that you can... the containers that we steal, they will be refilled automatically every third day or something like that. So there's always something to steal, or every third day. So here we have some coins and tapes. Yeah. That was a lot of tape. 35. But sometimes when you open these ones, there will be different things. So sometimes you might find something rare. Here's a cool thing. When we go to this machine here, and we can sort of shuffle through all the knocked out people, and they will appear in the bed. Doesn't work now, but I mean it works, but we haven't knocked anyone out, so it ain't gonna show anything. And here's our container that we can empty our pockets in. And of course you can sell your stuff too. At the moment you can sell your things to shops, but I'm gonna have one of those boxes that you can sell stuff to as well on your farm, for example your crops and so on. But I think we should be able to sell these. Yeah. So I sold all of that. How much further can we drag out this podcast, ladies and gentlemen? Let's see. No one is home anywhere. What? They're all asleep or something. Well, here's Sakura-chan. So let's buy some. Well, she's supposed to sell potato bags so I can start farming. But she was just selling potatoes, which was weird. There's a staircase here. It will be later on. So let's check out the farming functions. These will be the equipments you can... These will be the seeds for the game. Let's see, like that. And then we need a plow and a water can. So as you can see, I have updated all of these UI images for all of the things you can use. Now we are planting seeds. And we have... And as you can hear, I also added sound effects. A lot of them are placeholders. I just sort of went to freesounds.org, I think, and downloaded stuff to use for now. Here's a quite nice detail. You can step on them and they will sort of have a little animation effect like that. At least I think that's cute. Now I have a debug mode in the game. Oh, there we go. Where I can sort of swap the camera and see where all the NPCs are. That's very handy for making the game. Anyway, here we go. Be able to pick it up, I think. Let's see if we can pick it up. There we go. So yeah, we have that. That works. That's great. I'm using keyboard as I'm recording this, and I'm not used to use that at all. So I don't even know where what button to press and so on. But we have that going on. There should be resources you can cut down here. Let's see. Let's fast forward a little bit to the event, to an event day, or we missed it. Spring 17. So in the demo, you will just be able to play the springtime. So it will just go around and around and around. So the Sakura Festival. Well, let's show that later on. So on the 11th, I think. So here's a cool thing too. You will see before an event, or in this case a market, there will be details as they are setting it up. So what you see in front of the player now, it's just a placeholder. Imagine planks and boxes of stuff, and then the next day you have this event here. So here is the this is the spring market, and people will come here later on in the day, and they will stand here and drink and eat, and you can talk to them and learn things and go to this guy who sells unique things for the spring. So here he sells dragon fruits, and he will sell other rare items that you can't buy anywhere else. So there's a reason for you to come here and check it out. So that's cool. We're gonna keep going. Let's see if we can beat someone up and see if that works. I notice I don't see any people, so I feel like there's a debug mode here, that they're standing still maybe. There's another cool thing. On the market days, they will also have people also be on the beach and do... This is sort of inspired by Santa Monica in... where is it? LA, on the coast there. All these weird hippie people on the beach doing shit. So I wanted that in my game. That's pretty cool. So you can come here and see that kind of stuff. So that's the shanty people who sort of show off what they have done or what they can do and so on. So if you're into that, go and check them out. I heard a door opening somewhere. I suppose, I imagine that people are out and about. Here we go, here's the donut lady. Should be the first conversation, huh? Nah, look at you go there. Okay. It's a pity that feeble body won't last long here on Sunset Moon. Come again. You won't survive a single winter without all that lack of fat. What's going on? My name is Dona. The donut lady. I feed every single person here on Sunset Moon with sweet, savory donuts and creamy pies. You, newbie, are in luck. I am? The first one is on the house. Now, will you consume or pass? Eat donut, pass, eat cream pie. I eat the donut. Wow, look at that instant effect it has on your undernourished body. You're already looking rounder and plumper. I can feel it. Can you feel the sugar rush through your veins, Dodo? I can feel it. Can you feel the pastry clogging your arteries? Yes. Can you feel the cream fill you from the inside out? Oh yes, cream pie me. Nah. Congratulations, Odo. You are now a regular at Poyo Poyo Donut Shop. Here is your stamp card. Every 10th donut is for free. It's free of charge. Yes, I'm a member. Keep slurping up my cream and lick my donuts dry. And you, dear Odo, will one day become a gold donut member at Poyo Poyo. Thanks, Donna. So, that's one of those things, like that conversation right there, it could have ended differently if you didn't choose the right options. That one in particular can happen anytime, not just the first conversation thing, because you should be able to get that member card anytime you want. And of course we can't see it in our key inventory, but it will be here later on. So you have a member card, and every time you buy stuff from her you get a stamp, and that's obviously somewhat quest related. You can imagine if you get 10 stamps or something like that, or gold membership at her shop, she will she will ask you to do a side quest or something like that. So that's nice. Let's see, did we explore the whole island? So where we've been, Sokka, here we go. That rock there is supposed to block this way here, and that's also one of those neat things I like about these games, where there's always something in sight that you can sort of work towards. In this case, I think we need a silver hammer, which means you would have to craft a silver hammer, which you do by combining certain items. Let's see. And let's just do this first. But if you have, let's see if it works actually. The normal hammer, if we equip the normal hammer, nothing happens. Okay. So what happened there was that I ran out of energy. He's supposed to pass out and then end up in the hospital. But he just teleported himself there. That one of those things I have to fix. Man, there's a lot of things to fix still. So anyway, now we use the silver hammer. There we go. Whoa! And then we can enter this path here and go into the catacombs. It looks like we're just falling into the ocean there, I suppose, but it's gonna be dark there. We can actually do that while we're doing this. So, for funsies, this is how you can fix your game as you play it. I like to build the game like this, so you're actually playing the product that will be uploaded later on, because then I can fix things while I'm playing it. Because when you play in Unity and fix things and then you stop playing, it will sort of put everything back to how it was before you started playing the game, if that makes sense. So I think this is the water layer. We go to tile palette like that, and then we can do, yeah, here we go. So now it looks like we're actually going into a cave. That's how it's supposed to be. And that fields, let's see, respawn spawner. So here we have a level 2 rock, and we can do like that, and we can see that it's spawn area. So it can spawn anywhere within this area, but as you can see, it was sort of spawning on the right side of the area because it was standing over here. That means we make the area smaller, and if it's only this small, it will definitely spawn within this thing, and that will be enough to block the way for the player. You could also just leave it there, but I have this spawn script is linked to the load and save system, so that's nice that it's remembering those things. For example, in this case, this rock shouldn't be able to respawn, but if I do, as you can see here, one time spawn, and then it will remember that you broke it, comparing to, for example, let's see, this one will have oh yeah, that's right, all of these have one time spawn, because you want to be able to clean up this land, buy it, and then harvest your stuff there. But when you're in the catacombs, they will, every time you go there, they have spawn new things for you to gather and so on. We're gonna go in there in a bit. First we're gonna show off how you get crafting stuff. And I think we can go to this bookshelf, or is there two bookshelves in one here? Oh yeah, okay. And that was a bit messy. Let's see, there should be another one here. Oh no, it's upstairs. That's right. It will be more clear what you can, where the books are later on. But here there will be a book, and then you press on it, and then it will be written. I mean, not every book will look the same. At the moment, they all look like this. Here is an ancient book that has the ingredients necessary for a certain thing you need in the storyline. You will see in a bit. And then we can sort of change page like this. And then you see here, Lotus Putus added. So now we have the ingredients necessary to make a Lotus Putus, which is a like a drink that you need later on. Yeah, it contains lotus, mine, peach. So every book will look different, and it will also, it doesn't necessarily have these Viking written in Viking stuff. So anyway, I will shut that down like that, and now we can go to my crafting menu, and we saw that Ahsoka, that's right. Actually, that one there, it says we added Lotus Putus, but that's because I haven't changed what is gonna come up when you read it. It will say you can now make nails. So now that we know how to make nails, we need 9 scrap and 1 empty box to make it. Scrap is stuff you find in these things, for example. Someone has thrown a potato in this one. Interesting. But let's clear up some space, and then we use the debug menu instead to give us the items we need, some scrap, and a box. And now we can go to the crafting menu, and we should be able to make a nail box. There we go. Yeah. That worked great. Chest. I don't know why this item. There will be some recipes in your crafting menu when you start playing the game for the first time. So I think this is one of them. How you can make a chest. Basically how you can make one of these boxes. So you can keep filling them up. Not sure how that's gonna affect the game later on if you have these everywhere. So maybe you won't be able to have a bunch of boxes, instead just a couple of them, and then you just have to look after your resources that way. I am thinking to maybe that you can have one of these, more of these in your house when you buy a dream house, as I call it, as I'm developing the game, and that's the house up here on the hill. It's an old rundown house that you can fix up and eventually buy and move into. And that's gonna have a lot of new functions in that house. I am thinking that it's gonna be its own scene. So you walk inside and then it will take you to a new scene. And thus, maybe I will allow the player to have more boxes and so on. So you can save up more resources. Because otherwise it would be too CPU heavy, I think, to have a bunch of these in this open world. Remember, the whole game takes place on one scene, basically. Except the catacombs, which we are going to now. They are far from complete. There will be a small part of it you can play in the demo just to gather resources. So, let's see. Yeah, okay, it worked. That arrow there is not meant to be there. It's just for me to know where we're going in and out and so on. So, in the demo, you'll be able to run around here, I'm thinking. Just in this small area. And collect stuff. I want to make it look beautiful with maybe some blue light coming in from there and those sun rays. The catacombs is from the olden days of Sunset Moon. Yeah, so I'm gonna work on this later on. Doing graphics is not that hard, so I can make this look very beautiful in just a day or two. This small area, of course. And I'm thinking to have one more entrance, like we saw earlier in this video when we were down at building that little bridge. Interesting that rock is back, so I guess it didn't work the way I thought it was. There's so many functions in this game, I don't really remember all of them. But down here there's a door, so it would be cool if you can enter at least 2 places in the demo to get some stuff that you might want. Let's see here. I see that this is covers are spots off. Interesting, why are everyone here now? a spring market. They're coming to the spring market. But the spring market guy is not here. Interesting. Anyway, let's see. Cleanup. Yeah. And this is another cool thing. After all the parties and so on, there will be like a mess afterwards. That's also sort of something inspired by countryside culture. Feels like a thing. Anyway, let's keep going and see if we can find something else. Let's go to the... Now it won't even let me debug the days anymore. Okay, so I guess there is a lot of errors occurring when you go in and out from the catacombs. So I have really not worked on that at all to transition between scenes. So I am not surprised that basically everything just stopped working now. Let's see if there's anything else I can see here. The Funbox Friends. Quest crafting status. I think that's sort of showing most of the stuff that is ready-ish. Like I said, it's a lot of fixing now. That was done. That was done. Okay, let's do this final thing and then we will wrap this up. We're gonna pick up this game from my box, and you have a game collection, so there will be games within the game, and I'll show you how that works. Hi Frank, I sleep. Oh, it's 11 p.m. I mean, let's see. I wanted to see. Oh, here we go. Ahsoka. You also have these cards. I'm gonna make a card game later on. I love those in games, so I'm gonna make that later on. That's a key item though. And let's see. Yeah, every house have these things you can sort of go into and steals from if you are a bad guy. And the neat thing about them is they are sort of representative of whoever lives in the house. So it will be different things in everyone. Home. Here we have a shite. I wish it was the right the 1234 code so I could show, but no, it's supposed to be. Anyway, let's do this one final thing. Let's see, maybe things will stop bugging out if you sleep. It could maybe possibly reset a bunch of stuff. Yeah, it did. Okay. But I don't know what else to do, so let's just go to the TV, and we can do this one final thing, and these things are huge. I will make them smaller, and I even think I want to make the characters in the game slightly smaller. I feel like they're a little bit too big, so you scale them down a little bit, but you can give these items to people. Thanks! And if you give... Wow, Odo, this is amazing, I love it. And based on what you give them, their likeness for you will go up. So let's see if we can see some difference here with Frankie Frank, your grandpa. I can't even find him. There we go. Yeah, you can see here, it's adding likeness to him. So that's cool. That's also gonna be good for you, and this like bar, if you will also go up when you have conversation with them. And that's, by the way, what I talked about before, that sometimes these conversation doesn't really necessarily mean that the game is going in a different direction. However, it is sort of teaching you, the player, more about the people you're talking to and what they like and don't like. So it can be useful, and also when you score right in a conversation, you will add more like value to this like bar here, because it can take forever to make them like you if you can only give them like one thing per day. So let's show here with Frank. Let's hope this works. So let's take some of these. Wow, this is amazing. Wow, this is amazing. I give him a couple of these super like items. And if this works right now, he should... Yeah, there we go. Yes. So that means we can only increase the likeness a little bit every day. And that is, of course, to make sure that you, the player, keep walking around, talking to people, give them the stuff they like. And one more function I have implemented, I believe. Again, there's so much stuff in this game, it's almost impossible to keep track on everything. But these items you see here are... The idea is that you shouldn't know what they like and dislike in the beginning. So what you want to do is talk to them, and if you say the right thing during a conversation, they will sort of be your friend, and then they will be added to this list here that we see here. The problem with this list now is that I just added all of them to see that it works, and they all have the same dislikes and likes. We can see that as well. That should not be the case, but the point is that when you say the right thing, they will like you, and then you're basically friends. And once you are a friend with them, you can go to this menu and you can find out more about them, the things they like and dislike. Probably some information. Maybe I'll add a map here. I'm not quite sure how to fill up this menu. I kind of like the idea of having a map on the left side of the island, and then maybe a little dot on where they live, so you know that. And maybe information about Frank is your grandpa and he likes this, like a little bit of information about the person as well. Here we can have, I will show you this as well in this menu. If you buy this, it's one of these four, I don't know which ones, so I'm just gonna add them all. If you buy one of these four things, is there anything else I can show from this menu? Let's do this. So now I bought it's one of these four. They all look the same, so it's quite confusing at the moment, but it's because I'm using the same placeholder. But it's called a PCP, playing on the PlayStation Portable, of course, but it's a portable care pack thing. So as you can see now, this menu added here. So when you own this thing, you can make these care packs from this menu, instead of running down to the beach where they have the care pack machine. So you can add these things like that instead, and then you keep adding these things and you wrap it up and it comes out of the package, and then you can go and give it to them. As I said before, that's what's necessary in order to be able to marry people and so on. Speaking of marrying people, let's try out that. Let's go to Sakura-chan, and see if we can marry her. We can go into debug and make sure we can marry her. I just don't know where the hell she is. Ah, she's home. Oh, and then it's locked as well. Well, don't worry about it. I think, it's not added. Which one is hers? That's the problem. Oh, maybe it was that one, the pink one. No, it wasn't. I want to make these keys more good looking later on, like make them actually look different. Now they're different colors, which is quite boring. And if we can unlock the door, that would be nice, but I just don't know what button to press. There we go. Oh, it works. That's unbelievable. Now, in a perfect world, they would be upset that I just broke into their house. That's, I hope, something that I will be able to add later on. Which means that you can break into their house as long as they're asleep or not home. But that's a whole can of worm I have to fix later on. Hi, I'm Sakura. Nice to meet you. Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the first conversation we're having with her. So that's that conversation. Hi, I'm Sakura. Nice to meet you. What's your name? My name is Oro. Nice to meet you. My name is also Sakura. I feel like that's wrong English. Man, moving back to Sweden in a couple of weeks, and I am sort of warming up the Swedish language for my son, and I feel like this sounds so Swedish. I just translated straight from Swedish to English here. My name is also Sakura. Jag heter också Sakura. Oh. Whatever, let's say that. Eh? Really? I'm just kidding, Sakura. Oh, are you? I see. Silly me. My name is Oro. Nice to meet you. You too, Oro. Your dialect is a different from ours. Otherwise, you seem to fit in well here on Sunset Moon. What makes you think that? Well, you're Frank's grandchild, correct? Yeah, I am. Well, everyone loves Frank, so based on that, I think you will become a great Sunset Moonian. Sunset Moonian? It was supposed to be a joke. I'm sorry. I've gotta go. And I mentioned it before that they should run home. I want that sort of option because those situations are plenty in this game. And also when you're on a date, for example, with someone and you say the wrong thing or upset them, a man or a woman, they will sort of turn off the cancel the date and go home. But in that case, they will get angry. Let's do this. We can... Ah, that's right. Okay, we'll go. Let's do this. Debug. And we go... 100 likes. So now she will love us. Yeah, now they all love us. And when they do, we can make her marry me, I think. So also based on who you want to marry, you might have to get a bloody platinum ring. So that's going to be some hard work for you, but maybe it's worth it. So let's give this to her and see what happens. Oh my god! Wait, here we go. Oh my. Yes, but wait. You don't own a dream house. You don't own a big a house big enough for us. Please, try your best to get your hands on that old house on the hill. No offense, but you live with your grandpa. This conversation is definitely not Sakura-chan. She would never be this rude, but I have... it's the same conversation for everyone. But if you talk to, for example, Luna-chan or Luna, she will say something like this. That end part there. So now let's go back to the settings and dream house is mine. Sakura, wait. Where did you go? Oh, Sakura-chan, wait. Here we go. I have the dream house now. Let's try that again. Yes, I want to marry you. Let's do it. By the way, some of the conversation things you see are just placeholder, and it's just to make it fun for myself when I make the game, where I write some really rude stuff there sometimes. I think most of it is no longer there. Now, let's see if what happens if we go to... Ah, that's a bummer, because I can't... In the demo, you can't get married, and I have sealed off the wedding area, which is behind this bar. Ah, that was a bummer. Otherwise, we could have looked into that. Let's see if there's an opening. But basically, let's do this. Asoka. Let's go to bed again, because I realized that there's some glitch when you're up too late. And you shouldn't be able to be up all night either. You should have to go to bed at some point. Friday. Doesn't seem to... Sunday, wedding, okay. Well, it's a wedding today, so let's see what people say about that. Sakura, huh? Too early, sweetie. See you at 2 p.m. Yeah, so the idea here is that all of these conversations will change for every person. I just use the same for all of them because I recently sort of duplicated all these conversations to make sure that each one have their own. But you can imagine that if we're talking to Sakura-chan now, she will say, "Ah, it's too early. I see you at 12. Don't be late." I think I mentioned this on the House of Game podcast that I want to make it feel like... You know, things happen all the time, even when you're not... There's no triggers, if that makes sense. So anything can happen at any time. Let's see, Sakura-chan. So obviously she won't say Sakura, huh? She will say, "Oh, hi, sweetie. I can't wait until 12 o'clock. Don't be late." Like that. And she will say something else, but she's... Ah, yeah, this is the first conversation with Scruffy Sandra. "Frank, when he was younger, but I see the spark in your soul, young man. You will grow up and become just like him." Thanks, I guess. Absolutely, Frank is one of the kind. One of a kind man. One of a kind man. He's such a... Ah, skip along, young man. I need to attend my cats. There's supposed to be a bunch of cats here. I don't know where they went. But now we have done that conversation with her. She'll go, "Sakura, huh? Too early, sweetie. See you too." Yeah, you know. Now that was a bummer. I can't make it to the wedding place, because if I could, I would. Makes sense. Let's see what happens if we do... Well, let's just do this. Oh, I won't even update the time with this little bug I have going on here. Ah, shit. Ah, that was an annoying bug, because now he thought I'm talking to her. I guess that will be the end of this. And that's a good timing, because I have to go and pick up my boy. So, with that being said, as you could see, we managed to play quite a bit without it glitching out on us. That's good. There's a lot of things happening in this game. There's a lot of things to fix to this still. But like I said, the beauty of this point in the development is that I can fix things on the go. And there's a lot of small fixes, which is quite pleasant. I wonder where the hell that went. There's supposed to be a fence here. But yeah, there's a lot of smaller glitches here and there. You know, you clean up, maybe at this point in the game development, you can definitely clean up 10 to 20 bugs per day. You keep doing that for 2 weeks, and then it's in a pretty good state, I would say. Anyway, we can look at this one. So when you get married for real, so this is outside the demo area. A lot of things will change here in terms of looks, and you can see that the sprites or the graphics is quite not as detailed rich as, for example, here. You see here the different shades and so on these things, on these ones as well. You can see the difference here between those. I want to give them another makeover to these. These are just, yeah, anyway. So when you marry someone, these white dots you can see here are the NPC's spots. They come, and also if they attend to the wedding or not, that depends on who you marry. They will go here and look at the wedding, and then your wife will be standing here, the mayor is standing up here, and you will be standing here. I'm gonna redo this, all of this. I want it to be an archway here that will change based on... now it would be something else here later on. These black ones are divorce spots. So here I'm gonna have like a window, so it will be here in this corner where you go to have a divorce. And there's a very cool thing as well about let's see, I think it's the anger branch. So you can, for example, I even have that the people can have a period in the game. We will see about that. But if they're in prison, and then you can have the divorce day, and if you divorce them again, let's say you divorce someone and then you want to marry them again, and you divorce them again, they will say something else, which will be quite fun. Angry before divorce, so that's when you hand over the divorce paper, they will be very angry about that. And then they will also maybe say something. In this case, I thought, well, maybe if you divorce... Sakura, she will say, I will miss the dream house, I loved it, blah blah blah, but I'm pissed that we're getting divorced, or something like that. You know, every person will have their own way of handling a divorce. If you divorce a man, for example, you can imagine that he's just gonna play cool, but on the inside he is hurting. Anger after altar. Okay, so here is gonna so this is an example of where you, if you don't show up at your wedding, you are leaving your partner at the altar, whatever, and they will be super angry, and this will trigger they will be angry for like 6 days in game before they go back to normal. Here they're angry after divorce, normal divorce if you actually show up, and divorce. If you knock someone out, they will be angry, and here's just angry. This will be, for example, if you have a normal conversation with them and you say something they don't like, it will trigger an anger thing, and then next time you talk to them, it will take you to this one. So it's just called just angry, and in this case you will just say get lost. You can also maybe we can do something like this, and then you can have like a condition. If it's nighttime, it this conversation will continue to something else based on, again, who you're talking to and so on. So these conversation trees are gonna take forever to make, and it will be so big. But I really think that I love these details in games, and I want them in this game. And this is one of those insane details that when you play the game, it might not feel like you won't have the same experience as someone else, because you talked to this person in the night and that made the conversation go in a different direction and so on. So yeah, damn, I talked a lot. Not sure how this will translate into a audio file for your dear listeners, but hope you enjoyed all of that. It was a lot. I basically just went over all the things I've already shown in the game before as I developed the game. But as you can see, a lot of things feels a bit less glitchy maybe, or a little bit more finalized, and they all work in harmony with each other. Still a lot of small bugs here and there, but like I said, I can, you know, sort them out easily nowadays. I almost reached that stage. I do have some problems with the time stuff and when they leave and go to new spots and so on, which you can see here is yeah. But I think next week I'm gonna try to, or tomorrow before I pack down this computer and send it back to Sweden, I'm gonna try to go over these spots really quick and give them proper spots to go to during events and so on, because now they are just and also tell them what to do at each spot. Give a quick look at that. So the way it works is we have activities during weekdays, weekends, date activities. Those are, yeah, cheat activities. So if you're cheating with someone, that's a very cool thing that you can do in a game. Oh, cool. It's just very, what do you call it? Toki. Like you feel like you're doing something bad. Obviously, it is bad. Come on. But it's nonetheless quite fun, depending on who you cheat with and so on. Wedding activities, divorce activities, and market activities, festivals. So each season have their own festival, big festival. So in this season you have the Sakura season, the Sakura festival. And yeah, so this is how it works. I tell them sort of like what time to go to the spot and what they should do on that spot. So yeah, these ones are a mess now. They do all kinds of things because I used to randomly put things in. And I will add, and here's the problem when you have these functions, enums, I think they're called. Every time you add more animations, it will just sort of push everything down one bit. So let's say I put dance here, and then I go into the script and I want to add an animation that everyone should have, let's say headbanging, and then I put that after sitting, then she will not dance here, she will actually do the headbanging, because it will just push everything down. I didn't know that when I did these things. These were quite well thought out before, and now it's just a mess. So learn that the hard way. I need to go over all of them again, but again, I will go over all of the NPCs to make them feel unique and like they do, yeah, they do things that make sense to their own personality. Yeah, this is not gonna happen. Oh, actually, well, let's see if we can catch her on her way back. No, she didn't even go home. Oh, you bit. Oh, anyway, that will be it for today. Have a good one, and remember, head back to House of Games in May. We will be more active than ever. Bye.